Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Let the first thing you do daily as you wake up be to have a quiet time with God, either as individual or as a family. Listen to Turning Point for prayers, meditations, learning, and inspirational testimonies. But then pray to God as much as you can. Engage whatever faith prophetic action we may be led to take for the day. Be consistent about this. Welcome also to Monday, the 25th day in November 2024. November 25. That's exactly a month to Christmas, which is December 25. Please open your hand for prayers and prophetic blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. God will prosper you in all you do this day and this week. You shall labor less, yet have more. This week, God will do at least one spectacular thing in your life and family. I'm seeing what looks like a shadow following someone. I ask, what is this? The Spirit of God said to my spirit, that's a monitoring spirit, cast it out for him. A, everyone with monitoring spirit, man or woman, I prophesy, monitoring spirit, disappear by fire. Disappear by fire. Instead of monitoring spirit following you, you shall enjoy the guidance of the holy angels of God. God's presence is on you this week. You shall recall resounding success in all you do and everywhere you go. Now, all businessmen and women, traders, professionals, goods and services providers, all producers of products, all marketers, skilled workers, contractors and all, I pray for you again today. Your season has come. This shall be your season of highest turnover to end the year. I prophesy huge sales and super profits. You will smile. I ask that we sow a special seed to provoke special Christmas and New Year divine remembrances and help from far and near. Have you done yours? Please do so as soon as you can. It works wonders. There can be no harvest without first of all sowing seed. Do so. Your cloud has gathered. Expect a mighty rainfall of all kinds of blessings. November 25 celebrant. Open your hand for your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark November 25 yearly in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Happy birthday. Right? This week is still for testimony sharing of God's awesome doings in our family here. God is awesome. Please be connecting to these testimonies by faith and also by seed as you have the grace to, for your own desire, divine intervention. First testimony today, on the 21st of November, God's servant declared that the lifter up of head will lift up your head. Indeed, God lifted my financial life that same day with a surprise cash gift of 60 from a family friend. I bless the name of the Lord for this surprise this season. I have sent my tithe accordingly to the Access account of the commission. I pray that God Almighty will continue to strengthen you spiritually and physically, sir. Wow, you have tithe. Get ready for 7 figures, 8 figures, 10 figures. There is no limit. Just be faithful to God whenever you are blessed. Good day, sir. I must confess, since I joined this family, my life and that of my family has tremendously been experiencing strange order of turnaround. In the month of November, my first daughter gained admission to the university. This month, I was credited with an amount I have never earned before since I started working, more than triple of my monthly salary by an organization. Not only that, it's been a lot upon a lot in this month of November. This can only be God. I pray for more grace and more strength for you, sir. Tithe already paid. Daddy, please pray for God to speedily grant my American family relocation before the close of the year. Consider it done. Your desires are granted. My TPGF family, I am here to give thanks to God for my son's A-level result here in the UK. Sometimes ago in the month of May, I saw a battle scene concerning my son that was doing his A-level exam in the UK. The result came out and he cleared the paper with amazing result. He has been admitted into the university in England. I have sent my Thanksgiving seed via Zenith Bank of the Commission. May his name be praised forever. Oh, you have done it well. God will bless your son and all the other children. Somebody said, I want to thank God for the successful completion of my MBA program in UK, despite all odds. I give God the glory because our house was not caught in fire. I put on the gas to cook noodles. I didn't know how another part of the cooker was on, and a pack of noodles was on the cooker. I was about leaving the kitchen when I noticed that something was smelling, and I saw that the pack of noodles had caught fire already. I quickly took it out and put out the fire. Thank you, Daddy, for yielding to God's call. And also, God made us get our COS here in United Kingdom without stress. Thank you, Jesus. And God bless you, Daddy. We love you, sir. I also love you. All TPGF members around the world, I love you. Somebody said, good morning, my TPGF. Daddy, I want to thank the Almighty God for all he has done for me. God miraculously helped me to finish my master's program just in 2 years. I have done my convocation already to the glory of God's name. Daddy, please pray for me for financial provision to clear the debts on my head. That debt is cleared off. Daddy, today, November 23, you did not pray for the celebrant. Wow, and I am one. I pray for all November 23 celebrants. The Lord bless you. Sorry about that omission. Good morning, Daddy, and my amazing TPGF family. Daddy, please share my testimony this time. My son got scholarship into a prestigious private university in Nigeria. I am a teacher. I got ₦100,000 allowed from one of my former students. I have sent my tithe and thanksgiving seed. Thank you, Daddy. This can only be the hand of God. Yeah, many of you are former students, and all other people will bless you more. Somebody said, praise God, my TPGF family. I am that widow whom God is showing mercy. One, God used my boss to bless me with a bag of rice and more. Two, God has used people to provide food consistently in my home. Three, my children's school fees through WAEC have been paid without stress. Four, God's constant protection and support for my family. Five, good health for my children and I. Six, success in my children's exam in school. Daddy, may God's anointing never run dry on you. Wow. God will do more for you. Another testifier, please be connecting to these testimonies if you desire similar things. Good morning, TPG members. I want to bless the name of the Lord for his faithfulness over me and my family. Daddy asked us to write congratulatory messages, which I did for all my family members. After that, my younger brother passed his NECO with good grade, and my mom got a car after a long time. And I also want to thank God for alert upon alert. It can only be God. To God be all the glory. Yes, all the glory must go back to God Almighty. Somebody said, I have come to thank God for giving my son admission to the university of choice and a desired course. After that, he said, we should write a congratulatory letter 7 times. This congratulatory letter is working mighty. Everyone, whatever we are led to do, do so. They are working wonders. Somebody said, I'm thanking God for using my brother to support my family with a monthly stipend from January to date. I'm thanking God for financial support from my friends and my classmates. Thank God for my son's successful external exams with 7 A's and 2 C's. I'm thanking God for not letting me see shame over an embarrassing debt. It can only be God. We will not know shame. Another testifier here. God has given me avalanche of testimonies. My daughter relocated to Canada with her family. The Lord gave me visa to Canada also with his ease. God's divine favor and protection over my children. Journey mercies. Father, pray for God's ordained husband for my daughters. Perfect healing and sound health. Wow. It shall be as you have desired it in Jesus' name. You shall be the next testifier. I say it with grace. Now, there will be no live broadcast this week. Mondays and Friday, I'm involved in a crusade organized by Christ Compassion for Rural World. It shall be a week-long crusade ending late every night. Please, sorry about that. Month is ending. So if you're a monthly tither, Battle, Thanksgiving, Partnership, and Seed 11-11-11 sower, do so as soon as you earn your income and God gives you the grace. Now, hear this, everyone, and do as God may lay in your heart. TPGF, we have planned to feed the poor during the coming conference, December 9 to 15, so that they can also have a good Christmas and end of the year. The poor are hungry and angry. So many around us here in Nigeria today are very, very poor and cannot feed, which is unfortunate. We plan to feed about 5,000 families with raw food like rice, beans, noodles, garri, indomie, groundnut oil, and the rest of it. We have set up a committee for profiling and for distribution. I have prayed about it, and it's a thing that God will want us to do. Proverbs 19 verse 17 says, "He that has mercy upon the poor lendeth to God, and that which he gave to God, God will repay back." Giving the poor and feeding the hungry touch God's heart so much. We have opened an account for this. I call on as many of us as are led to do this. Please do so. Let's feed the poor and help the hungry. And the Lord will give you, as God gives you the grace. It will cost TPGF millions upon millions of naira to do, but please let's do it for God. Do as you can. Send your donations to this special account, Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel, Welfare. Remember to add welfare to it. That is the account's name. In Zenith Bank, 101-723-8378. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. Those doing theirs in dollars, in euros, and Canadian dollars, use our PayPal account. Those doing theirs in pound sterling, please use the HSBC account in UK. The Lord will bless you. Tie your donation to some specific needs in your life. As the alert comes in, I will pray for everyone. Please do this. I will remind us a few times again. Let's feed the hungry. Let's help the poor. You will not know hunger and poverty again in your life. I speak to everyone's life. This will be your best end of the year season. The Lord will open his avalanche of blessing upon your life. We will live and fulfill purpose. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a good day and have a great week. Bye.